The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
Hey, welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. I'm Steve Starr, sitting in for Steve Elkins, who is going to be back next week. He does appreciate all the prayers and thoughts, and he's come through his operation, and he's recovering, and he's cracking jokes in the chat room, and that's not allowed, Steve. Come on now. You're sick, buddy. You need to settle down. But Kurt Stryker is our guest tonight, and we've got some calls coming in. Kurt, you were talking about the Volstock ice cycles, you know, what we've seen from times past concerning carbon dioxide levels. There's so much here, friends. You're being terrorized with this climate change stuff. Kurt's an expert on this. Kurt Sensei, S-E-N-S-E-I, K-U-R-T-S-E-N-S-E-I, on Rumble, right? Rumble.
Video. Yeah, go to Rumble, and if you have a Rumble account, you probably should, because you get good videos there, and they're not censored. Mm-hmm. And like I say, my YouTube was shut down, so you just go to Sensei Kurt, the Rumble station there, and you'll probably find a couple nice videos there.
Hey,
a bunch of other things, too.
That sounds great information. You can get that. Go there. Send the links out to other people, friends. It's very important. We've got to stand together right now because we're under attack. You can tell it's coming in from all angles. These people do not care about their fellow man. And we're talking about Bill Gates. We're talking about Klaus Schwab, Fauci, all these people, Biden included. They don't care about their fellow man. As a matter of fact, they're full of Satan is what they are, and they're out
Absolutely.
To kill everybody. And so Kurt is here with us, and Kurt, we're getting some calls backed up, but you know, I don't know whether I want to give you a couple minutes to
let's take some calls. These people deserve to ask some questions, and if I have something, I got plenty of information, we can just do what we got to do.
Yeah, we'll just do it. Yeah, and we'll have you back too sometime as well, and we'll keep up with this, and maybe you get this information out further. We really need to get this out. Let's go to John first in Michigan. Hey, John, are you with us?
Hello.
Hey, John.
Here yes, let me get my volume up a little bit.
Okay.
Or your volume is low on my end, but Kurt, it's good to hear you. A couple of things you mentioned: Bill Gates and farmland. Well, I don't know if you remember back about 4 to 6 years ago when they flooded the Midwest completely with controlled weather, where all the farmland got pretty much washed out. Do you remember that or recall that?
I do remember that.
Yes. Well, then right after that, Bill Gates is involved with weather modification, too. He went in there with
Correct.
His different companies, and that's when he bought up all this land. With pennies on the dollar, but it was also contaminated at the time, too, with all the flood water, but it didn't matter because he was using his Monsanto seeds to produce his crops, and so that's how that occurred with that great, wonderful person. And then are you familiar with Dane Wigington?
Not the name, no.
Okay, well, he has a website called, he's been on this show here, a few weeks back with Steve, but Dane's been following this weather issue for years, over
right.
10 years, and he's in Northern California, but his website talks about, in his explanation of what they're doing to the Earth, is he's saying that they're creating an environment where methane will be released. It's coming from the Arctic floor. That's what one of his comments were, so that might be something you might want to look into with Dane. He'd probably be interested. Go ahead.
The modification of weather is a technology that they've been doing. That there's a group called WeatherTech, not the group that make the floor liners for your cars. It's another group called WeatherTech. And they've got offices in Europe, and they have work around here. They use various technologies such as HARP and so forth. So we not only seeding, you know, clouds to create rain, but also controlling when it happens and how much. And these are obviously local things, and they can actually, like, target areas. And that's what they're doing. That's probably why Bill Gates jumped on that one. He says, hey, let's go create a crisis and get these farms to go under so I can buy them at pennies on the dollar.
Well, you can bet he was thinking that devilish move. But his Dane's website is geoengineeringwatch.org.
Right. He was one of the first people. That one, yes.
You know, he's been one of the he was one of the first people with solar energy and getting off the grid with his home years ago when he found out the sun was being blocked. But one other comment I'd like to share. Have you ever heard of Maurice Strong?
Oh, yeah, Canadian, Maurice Strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know he was Canadian. I thought he was he lived in Colorado. Maybe that's another devil. But right after the Agenda 21 meeting in Rio de Janeiro back in the early 90s, he was the one that came up. He might be Canadian. He might be right there. But he came up with the idea of using climate to get this all put through. So that's when they began promoting this. And up here in Michigan, Michigan, Oregon, and Pennsylvania were the pilot states for the new trashy curriculums that they were implementing, and now is throughout the whole country. But that's where a lot of these ideas are being implemented or put into the minds of these children who are now adults. So they don't even understand the science that they're talking about. Like you said, it's I've told my brother just last week. I said if you go up to somebody and tell them that that the government's thinking of banning H2O, they'll probably think it's okay. So the people are very manipulated and controlled with all of these concepts, and I love your scientific information that I've heard tonight. I thought it was very good to use
as a reference.
If you
can't find a crisis, you create one, right? If you can't find a crisis, you create a crisis and then exploit it by keeping people in the dark. I call it the mushroom diet. You keep them in the dark and feed them a bunch of crap, and bingo, now you got people just believing whatever they're told.
Well, that's a perfect storm because these people are now adults and have children, and they the school systems are still promoting this garbage, and it has it's just sad because they've got no future if they continue to think this way, because of the fact that these that devils like Gates and others have nothing but malice in their hearts and in their souls, if they have a soul. But the vaccine program, all of that, I just heard a story today that they back in 2000 they were talking about putting the vaccines in food. So that's another thing that we have to deal with besides the climate supposed change.
They're coming at us in all directions, any direction they can.
Yes, and I've been following the weather up here since they started spraying up here in northern Michigan in the 90s, and things are just dying off, and Dane has a lot of information that between the two of you, you could probably really be a dynamic duo to really back each other's information, because you have a grasp on the science part, I think, very well. So
good.
I appreciate
thanks for your information. I do appreciate it.
Okay,
yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, appreciate it. We got calls backing up a little bit, so we're going to move on. Again, any quick comments, Kurt, before we go to another?
Well, you know, the crisis of, you know, losing land to the oceans is nonsense. Like I say, it's we're stable. We haven't been more stable in history than now. And it's getting better and better. But like I said, this North America was covered with mostly ice during the Great Ice Age. And that's when we had those land bridges. And it's already gone, and we get the natural fluctuation now. But they want to push this, you know, ideological agenda to fear everyone into compliance, just like they did with this COVID vaccine.
Absolutely. That's what they do. The IC Talon theory, friends. They use fear to control people, and people aren't awake to it at all. They're not questioning this at all. And you can tell that the kids aren't even learning the science anymore. They, as you said, they wouldn't even know what H2O is anymore. So it's that bad. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's get to Bob in Utah pretty quick here. I think we got time. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I used to debate climate change online for fun, and I have found the search terms that take it to the most important graphs that are evidence Over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to list them. I'm looking at my computer. Okay, number one, you enter CO2 600 million. That will take you to the fossil record of CO2 throughout the Phanerozoic era, and you can easily see there's no correlation with carbon dioxide and temperature. Okay, next, you just put Vostok Ice CO2. You know that one.
Right.
And, of course, click images. Another one, you put in insult to sea level. Insult to sea level, and that'll take you to a guy in the Netherlands who is the authority on sea level. There's a graph with a record of sea level going back 15,000 years. Let's see, what else? Now, the other one, most important, and this is one I kind of want to discuss. The other one, you put in atmospheric transmission SVG. And that has a colored graph with the bell curves of incoming and outgoing radiation and a list. I'm looking at it right now. Goes down water vapor, carbon dioxide, oxygen and ozone, methane, nitrogen oxides. And if you can understand that, you can debate anybody. So I'll see if you have any comment on that.
I'd like to throw one more out to you. There's a guy named Tony Heller. He's actually, I believe he's in Colorado. Greenlee, up that way. He's got a website called realclimatescience.com. Realclimatescience.com. His name is Tony Heller. He's debated. He's a retired scientist. I believe he was working at the Los Alamos National Laboratory. He might have been Sandia. I think it was Los Alamos. But a real scientist, and he's very passionate and very solid on his historical, mostly historical, because this is actually, like you say, you have the historical graphs of ice ages. You have, they lie about a lot of this stuff about the hockey stick that man gave us, you know. This whole hoax has been exposed. But like I say, we keep people subdued and controlled with fear and don't question. I like the question. As a science teacher for 25 years, I taught science. I taught the physical science. I mean, I got my degree in geology, so it's like, well, there you go. This whole geological thing with regards to the ice ages is quite interesting. And if you look at the ice ages, you know, like I said earlier in the talk, we have the Great Ice Age, two mini ice ages, and the Little Ice Age we're coming out of, but punctuated by warming periods. And Rome thrived during the warming period. It was a great time of Earth history. It wasn't sea levels rising and causing problems. It was actually Earth producing food and people thriving at that time so much so they grew grapes in Scotland, of all places. And the Romans loved it because they loved their wine. What are you going to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Scots loved it, too. Yeah, I'm sure they did. Hey, I didn't know that. RealClimateScience.com, the fellow lives up here in Greeley.
RealClimateScience.com. It's his guy named Tony Heller.
Tony Heller. I'll have to remember that. I live up here in Greeley. He might be my neighbor. So, you know.
He might be. I look him up. He could do a show. He'd probably come in studio live.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Be great. You know, I wish we had kind of written those down because at the end of the show, it would have been nice to just give you a list and people could get their pen and pad out and write down these URLs and have this information. I know this is radio. Yeah,
you could put it online, or I can give you some names at the end. I'll give you like a little homework.
Sounds good.
Some good
sounds
science good. Guys that can give you some stuff. Some world authorities, like on polar bears, on like the Great Barrier Reef and so forth, which they say is dying because of climate change, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Right. Yeah. Is Bob still with us, or did Bob? Are you still there, Bob? I think maybe he signed off.
Bob.
Yeah, we do appreciate that. Hey, I got Francis in North Carolina with a comment real quick here. I'll probably try to get her in before the break. Francis, are you there?
No, never. I'm not here. I'm kidding. How are you two fellas doing? Good. We got to stop meeting like this. But anyway, how dare you make people think that there is no change in the climate as far as global warming goes and the end of the world is going to be just around the corner a minute past midnight. How could you think people will not, I'm making a bad joke. How can you give them such hope? How can you give them such hope? That's reprehensible. No, I'm joking.
Light dispels darkness. We want to give people light and give them scientific truth to make their own decisions. Like, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
I know. Go see. As long as they can think with two brain cells, at least they might figure it out. But anyway, aside from that, taking the film called Elysium and the fact that people are suffering on the planet while the so-called elite are being shipped off to some rotating station or whatever out in space or whatever to enjoy life as pristine as possible and impeccable health and so forth. It's like, you know, it almost puts me in mind of that. But aside from that issue, now, when you said, when there was a comment mentioned about Al Gore and the climate fiasco and so forth, I have a short funny for you, and that is this. At one point, we're visiting my sister-in-law and her husband and nieces for one holiday season, and some lights got left on in some rooms, and they didn't get turned off. And all of a sudden, I hear one of the nieces make the comment, says, you need to turn those off because it is contributing to global warming or whatever have you. I said, my dear, when Al Gore turns off the lights in his mansion, then I'll consider it. Until then, they will stay on until I get your uncle to turn them off for me and for you. So until then, chill out. So,
well, you know, I like to say Al Gore is a climate change denier compared to me, because between my I lived in Australia and I have a house. I had a house there, I don't have it anymore, but at one time I had over 100 solar panels between two houses in Australia and here in America.
Wow.
And when I was living in Australia, I was so green. I had a Tesla there, and I had four Tesla batteries at one house and two Tesla batteries at another house, and I had over 100 solar panels total. And I was literally the greenest guy you'd ever want to meet, not because I'm worried about climate change. I just wanted free electricity. And I haven't paid a dime to fill my car up ever, because I've always charged on the grid through the Tesla charges, which I get for free, because I bought my Tesla back in the day when it was free charging.
You know what? You're reminding me of the one film that they had Nikola Tesla played by David Bowie back in the 90s or whatever, and how he was creating free energy, that a certain energy gang or group basically put him out of business or whatever. And he was allowed to do his experimentation and yet provide electricity for the neighboring village. And I thought, That's typical. Go figure.
See, that's just it. That's so criminal. They are penalizing the poorest of Americans. They're penalizing and hurting the poorest of the world, which is the majority of the world. The elite want to put their heel on our neck and hold us down. Think about this for a second. And there, we got a few seconds, but if there were no cars, if you could snap your fingers and say no cars, no internal combustion engines at all, like they did with the movie yesterday about there was no Beatles and no cigarettes. Boom, there it is, right? We would be instantly having cattle everywhere. We'd have horses everywhere. We'd be horse-drawn carriages. We'd have beasts of burdens. Therefore, we'd have muddy roads in the wintertime, just like they used to have. We would have disease everywhere, because you have all these rats and mice and things living in barns, living off the fodder that we had to feed these animals. We couldn't even function as a society today. We would have probably had a couple big, huge black plagues to wipe out societies and cities because of the hygiene and the diseases that would come out. So what this has done, the internal combustion and fuel, the fossil fuel industry, has actually given us a leg up to be able to, you know, farm the land, to be able to take care of things. We could fly anywhere in the world now, pretty much. We've been given a great asset, and it's made society and our world so much better. But yet, of course, because of humans, because of greed, because of the sin in our hearts, because we have this this thing called the sinful condition, we always tend to go down, and we tend to want to hurt people and subject people and to put people into situations. So these poor African countries, no nuclear power for you. No, you have to live in a mud hut with a tin roof. Forget about it. You're going to have to go burn dung. You're going to have to burn.
Hey, I remember tin roofs when I was a child.
Yeah. And that stayed done. Back in the old days, they actually had to burn, you know, buffalo or bison dung to stay warm and cook their food. We've come a long ways in the last 100 years. And it's partially due mostly to.
Yes. After this break, we'll be back. Thanks, Francis. Appreciate it. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
Yeah, they're going to steal your crown is what he's saying. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to steal our crown, and they've been getting away with it, friends, because people are too stupid to realize what is happening. We are, as Kurt was saying, under attack from all areas. It's coming in from the banking crash. You can see what's happened with the health care, with the lying Fauci, who's been poisoning people and creating germ scares now for, well, since 1984, and when he concocted the mythical HIV/AIDS syndrome. You can actually, Kurt, I have a video up called HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, that I produced in 96. And I started actually 5 years earlier than that. And so I've been tracking Fauci all this time, warning people about him. So none of that's my area, you know, knowing about what's happened with AZT, with the protease inhibitors, the whole investigation right now going into EcoHealth Alliance in Wuhan and all that stuff. I've been tracking it for years. This man belongs behind bars and worse, really, for what he's done. He's
absolutely
a thousand times worse than Mengele. Ladies and gentlemen, 1,000 times. Gates as well.
He's an evil tool. And he's given way too much power. You know, you can't live in Washington, D.C. for over 40 years and not be totally bought, compromised, and owned and operated.
Oh, yeah.
And and bought and paid for and greedy on top of it. You guys made millions.
Yes, he has. You know, we got Bob in Colorado out here waiting online. Now, let's see if Bob's still with us. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. How you doing, guys? What a very interesting show. I live here in southern Colorado. I'm a firefighter, a wildland firefighter down here near New Mexico. And you guys were talking about landowners. And we have a big landowner here right at our border, Ted Turner. And
yes,
he's growing buffalo all over the place. And my question would be, with the constant chemtrailing, which we are getting just bombarded, it's hitting his buffalo. So is this part of his GMO food?
I'm not
sure. Yeah, you wonder. Yeah.
I'm not sure on that one. You know, this.
I mean, I can't believe that he would sit here with all the chemtrails. We know what's in the chemtrails. And he's got thousands of buffalo right here at the New Mexico Colorado border that he's sitting there eating his own meat when it's coming out of the sky that's poisoning us. I don't know, man. This whole thing is just totally insane. And with all the chemtrails and stuff, being a firefighter, you see all the tops of the trees, they're all brown. I mean,
yeah.
I have asthma.
The other day I was watching an actual jet fly over my head here. It was a beautiful day. It was clear. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And it was the perfect, it wasn't a chemtrail. It was actually just that mist. It dissipates after three minutes. It's pretty much gone, you know.
Yeah, the condensation.
Yeah, the condensation trail, the contrails. And I thought, I should have taken a video to show you what it really is supposed to look like. But when they sit there all day and spread out at a certain level, and you have like X's and different shots going back and forth, and you go, okay, this is not good. And then it's interesting, as you see it, sometimes it starts, and then you follow the trail, and all of a sudden it ends. Well, how does that happen? It just started over here, this part of, you know, California, and then it keeps going, and it ends. That's obviously you're spraying stuff in there.
When I come down out of the mountain, and I start going down what they call I-25 here, and you start really getting to the top where you're going into New Mexico, it is just amazing when you see it just left, right, north, south, all over the plains. I mean, I just don't understand, and I've told people, and they just sit there and say, it's just the gas coming out of a plane. And I'm like, what do you think they're doing, playing tic-tac-toe up there, going to the airport?
Exactly.
I mean, really?
That's
don't
exactly
you think
what
the
they look
passengers?
Like they're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that's what I wanted to say.
Obvious.
You guys, great show, great show.
Hey, Bob.
God bless.
Bob, I just wanted to say one thing. You know, I'm up here in Greeley. I know Raton real well. That's where you are, right? Down in Raton Pass area?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, great. It's beautiful country. And absolutely, when you get down in that open sky, you can certainly see what's going on. Friends, these are not contrails. We are being sprayed like bugs. And if
you know what? You're living up there in Greeley, and you know what? We know what we're dealing with our governor.
Right.
And, you know, I wish we had a chat site or something on RBN. I would love to have contact with you. But anyway,
we need to hook that up. Yeah, we really do. Well, Bob, take it easy, buddy. Thanks for calling in. And we're going to hit a break pretty quick. But yeah, it's happening all over. And one of the things that I was going to point out, too, it's very important, I think, Kurt and Bob, is, you know, we have people who are involved and employed by the airlines, and they have to know what's going on there. I don't know whether the flight engineers are flying by the box using the computers, and these mixtures are taking place by an automated measure. I don't know. But these guys got to get honest, too, in the aeronautical industry right now. They need to tell us what's going on with all that. Don't you agree?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll talk more about that after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Got a great guest tonight. We have calls coming in. Thanks, Bob, and thanks, everybody. Be right back after this, and we'll get right back into it. Stay with us.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, great music there. I love it. Good music. I like to just let it play because some of it's really good. And hey, you know, I'm sitting in. Steve Starr is here for Steve Elkins on Mondays, who usually handles it. He's at home recovering. He wants to thank all of you for keeping him in mind in prayer. And, you know, it's good that I got on because I have, you know, such a good guest, Kurt Straker, that I brought to the show tonight. Just kidding. Now that's going to make Steve mad, because actually Kurt was introduced to me by Steve Elkins. And I'm glad he's on. What a great guest. Kurt, we're going to have you on again. And we got another 30 minutes, and we got some good people calling in tonight. Great show, really, and great information. And we will, by the way, get your pen and pad out, because we're going to try to list places where you can go and see these links and get this information and send it out. Everybody needs to see what's going on with all this right now. We got to wake people up. But let's get right back into it and pick it up where we left off. Kurt, we got a guest or another caller coming in pretty quick here, but any comments before we start back in?
You know, real quick, the climate is dynamic. It is not something that you add 16 parts per million carbon dioxide and all of a sudden you have a crisis. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, a couple things about our planet. You know, it's in an elliptical orbit. Sometimes we're a little closer to the sun, sometimes a little further from the sun. Right now we're a little closer, getting away from it a little bit more because during the dead of winter, we're actually closer to the sun and the southern hemisphere gets a little closer, a little warmer, but it's not as bad because the oceans are predominantly in the southern hemisphere. You know, you also have the fact that the Earth is tilted at 23.5 degrees. We have the Milankovitch cycles that show that we go through these different climate cycles over, you know, it doesn't take that long. You know, we've, like I said, just in 4,000 years, we've had different ice ages over the warm and warmer period. Then we had during the Greek Empire, we had the ice age. Yeah. That was just one ice age, little ice age. So, you know, there's this thing called the anthropic zone, the habitable zone for Earth. If we're too close to the sun, it's like if you have a campfire, and if you get too close, you get burned. But what happens if you get too far back? It doesn't do you any good. You're still freezing. So you want to get in that nice little area next to the fire that keeps you warm. That's where the sun is, and it keeps us warm. So, but we're in this elliptical orbit nonetheless. We're not equidistant continuously from the sun. We're still in the habitable zone, the anthropic zone, or the Goldilocks zone, as they call it sometimes. And so these things are dynamic. Then, of course, you get ash in the atmosphere. You have a volcano going up. You have temperatures drop slightly with just one volcano. Imagine a whole raft of them going off, you know, Rainier, Shasta, Baker, St. Helens, and so forth. Remember, Mount St. Helens, May 18th, 1980, sent a cloud of ash all the way to Maine in less than 3 days. And underneath that cloud of ash, streetlights are on 24/7 because it was pitch black, dark, and cold. You know, you have a lot of volcanoes going off, Lassen and so forth going off, sending ash across the North American continent. And guess what? You have an ice age. That's how you can get a mile deep of ice there in Chicagoland, Detroitland. And how can you get 2 miles deep over in Yosemite Valley, just south of San Francisco? You see, so climate is dynamic. It doesn't have anything to do with what humans have put into the atmosphere, specifically carbon dioxide, which is the demon gas, which is the gas of all living things. So this whole thing is not even just a hoax. It's a ridiculous, obscene, ridiculous hoax that we have to actually combat because people are making decisions. Politicians are making decisions, spending our money every day. And they're always, everything is based on, oh, we got climate change, an existential threat. We have this guy named John Kerry running around the world in his jet saying, oh, I have to fly to save the world from climate change. He's getting caviar dinners. He's getting steak dinners. He's getting state dinners. And all these elites are just mocking us by how they are such hypocrites.
Absolutely.
If it's such a big deal, then model the behavior you want us to do. Do a Zoom meeting.
Right.
And then, of course, if you think eating beef is bad, then go ahead and fry up an ultimate burger or what they call those things, Beyond Meat or whatever. But they don't because they're hypocrites beyond hypocrites.
Yeah. Why we
That's
allow
all I got
people
to say about that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Why we allow these people to rule over us like this is absolutely incredible. Got James hanging in Vancouver up next, I think, Kurt. Let's see if James is there. James,
yeah,
you there, buddy?
Good afternoon.
Yes.
In the thermodynamics books, they say that there's no free lunch. In other words, if you want to produce a certain kind of energy, you have to do some work to get it. So are the books lying to us?
Yeah. What, for example, what books? Are they like the textbooks?
Well,
every
thermodynamics book I looked at that stated the second law of thermodynamics.
Right. Well,
states that you can't get something for nothing. There's perpetual motion machines, and and then everybody drops the name Tesla and they sort of bow down and worship him like he's some god. So what's the deal? Are they lying?
I think I know what you're driving at there. You know, with regards to the carbon dioxide, I'm saying specifically with weather or climate, it is a thermodynamic interpretation. What I mean by that is when I was talking to one of my professor buddies back in the day, and we, you know, he teaches at a university or a college here nearby, And he says, wait, I understand that methane is a powerful gas. And I said, well, how much is it? Well, I don't know, but it's powerful. Well, carbon dioxide is a powerful gas. It drives climate. I'm going, how does it drive climate? It's not enough of it. It's like saying, I'm going to stay warm in a Canadian winter, which you probably are well aware of, wearing a string bikini. You know, stay warm.
I lived in the Far East for more than 30 years, but go ahead.
Bikini evaporates in seconds.
Right. But you know that if I have the liquefaction equipment, I can cool the carbon dioxide and turn it into a liquid, and then I can convert that carbon dioxide with the help of hydrogen. I can convert it into methane and into a fuel, see, with the right polymerization.
Hydrogen would be a great fuel to use. We got plenty of water, right? We just have to have filtration to be able to break it up. But it's not cost effective. You know,
I'll tell you what, the Germans did it in World War II. The Germans produced 400,000 barrels of oil every day in World War II. They never ran out. So I suspect it's cost effective.
Yeah. Well, like I say, some of this technology has actually been probably subverted and hidden. Well, just like they did with other technologies that would help society. They said, no, we can't cure cancer. Right. We got to keep making money. Oh, we can't like use hydrogen because hydrogen is going to be putting us out of business. You know, it's cheap.
Well, somebody doesn't want to be put out of business. Like old man Rockefeller, he told everybody that fossil fuels because he didn't want people thinking that there was going to be an abundance of it and that the price could always go up and up. I got that from L. Fletcher Prouty, CIA Department of Defense. That's on the video. You can see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of oil. And you know what's interesting is the fact that there is more coal in the earth right now than plants on the surface of the earth. I mean, you took every plant and dried it out and burned it, it would be gone so quickly. But we have enough coal to keep us going for a lot longer. And you know what? I don't like biofuel. There's a video out, and it's kind of silly. It's done by Michael Mann. I think his name is Michael. No, not Michael Mann. What's the guy's name? It did, what's his name here? Michael Mann.
Are you talking about biochar?
Yeah, no, he did a video called, I'm just mixing up names now. I should have wrote it down. He did Fahrenheit 420, Bowling for Columbine. He wears a baseball cap, eats a lot of apple pies and cherry pies. And
Michael the Whale.
Yeah, it's... You give him his name. But anyway, he did a video. It's on YouTube. It's on my site, actually. It's called Planet of the Humans. And it shows the utter hypocrisy of this whole climate change, green energy movement. And it's so funny because he does, or I can't, I'll think of his name later. But anyway, but he did the video, Planet of the Humans, as an expose of the hypocrisy. And yet he's you know, he's pro pushing the climate change, but at least he actually is honest in showing how that biomass burning trees is renewable. Therefore, it's okay. They're going to burn trees to create, you know, electricity in these plants, but not coal because coal's not renewable, but trees are renewable. So it's a renewable fuel. So it's something they can use. And then they say, but it doesn't get hot enough. So they throw in tires and so forth.
Another perpetual motion machine. Let me finish off with this. All the carbon on the earth was created in stars by nuclear reactions, okay? That's how carbon was created. I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
Alrighty. Well, thank you.
Yep. That was Michael. Let's see.
I'm looking it up right now on my computer.
Bowling for Columbine. Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. That's it. As a Michael Mann is another guy who's done some climate change stuff.
Right. Yeah, he's been one of those people who are out there, another knee jerk. And a lot of these people are making a lot of money for a little while, and they kind of, you know, they're like meteorites. They blaze for a bit, but then you realize they burn out and they're nobody. And we have to live with the after effects of this kind of stuff. And it's just absolutely incredible that we have to put up with this. But it's only because the people are not willing to be educated and learn and dig a little deeper and be questioning. You know, I worked for a while, Kurt, in the news media. And I can tell you, I left it very early, and I have, you know, it wasn't a bad situation. I still had good relationships, got good recommendations from the people, but I was so glad to get out of the mainstream media years ago, and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. I was at an ABC affiliate for a little while as a news and sports anchor, and then I worked at a CBS affiliate in the Denver area. And I can tell you right now, I mean, when you think about the people who are taking money, as we talked about, people like pilots and flight engineers and people like that, knowing something is going into that fuel mixture. They absolutely do know that, whether they're flying by the box and it's all automated or not. I think it is, but by the way you see the structures of these things happening, they're actually planning where they're going to spray, what they're going to do. And, you know, also a number of other places that you see these things happening in another number of other industries, like in the pharmaceutical industry, like in the energy sector, like in politics. But the news media is so corrupt, and the people are just sitting there listening to all these lies and not bothering to think at all. That's why RBN is so important. These networks like the one we're running right here, friends, need your support. We've got to keep this truth going out, because with this new bill, this SB 686, they're going to try to shut down all information. That's where they're going, is they're wanting to stop us, because they know we're getting through to people. Yeah, go ahead.
They're the thought police. They're the ministry of quote-unquote truth, right? The ministry of truth. This is Orwellian in so many ways.
Sure is. Sure is Orwellian. And, you know, we're here fighting that because, you know, and like one of our callers said, that, you know, they're killing themselves. They are actually destroying themselves, but they think they're going to live underground or something like that. They have some idea of escape, and they're not going to get away, friends. But these people are actually exterminating themselves. They're that stupid. And
they make a lot of mistakes because they're arrogant.
Right, right. That's exactly it. I think we got Fred in Michigan holding on here. Fred, are you still there, buddy? Let's see if we can get him up. Fred?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Hey, buddy. Well, go ahead, man. Let's hear what you got to say.
Okay. On YouTube, chemtrails fully explained, must see. YouTube, chemtrails fully explained, must see. This guy's a geophysicist. In his presentation, he cites many of the patents. He cites the corporations that were created with U.S. government subsidies in the early 60s. He names them.
Well,
again, chemtrails fully explained, must see. It's
I think I've seen that one, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Then you got the greatest weapon ever devised. The greatest weapon ever devised on BitChute, End Times Watchmen is the channel, on BitChute, the greatest weapon ever devised, and it chronicles with government documentation the creation of HARP. Mm-hmm. And it cites, this is direct from U.S. Senate hearings in 1978 and other years. It's in that documentary, The Greatest Weapon Ever Devised, HARP. Yeah, there is climate change. It's chemtrails in combination with HARP.
Well, I call that climate engineering. You know, it's they're giving us the hoax, and then they're kind of feeding us with these, you know, areas that we see mass torrential rains or massive amounts of this or droughts or whatnot, because they're definitely influencing the weather by their geoengineering things, and these things like HARP, like you say, and the chemtrails all play into it for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So use your word climate engineering. There is a superstellar documentary also on BitChute by the title Club of Rome, Climate Change, Population Control.
Yeah.
Club of Rome, Climate Change, Population Control. The Club of Rome is the origin of this global climate hoax. Mm-hmm. And they cite the original document from the Club of Rome, 1970, and they read it word for word directly from their document. And then they bring into focus MIT scientists, great old MIT scientists, a guy by the name of Forrester.
Not the general Forrester, but someone else.
I can't remember the guy's full name. They were commemorating his career at MIT, but Forrester is his surname. He's a PhD, whatever, at MIT, and he was one of the significant, the primary scientist involved in establishing, creating computer algorithm modeling for climate change. You got to see it. This completely eviscerates the climate hoax.
Yeah.
And also on YouTube, a guy by the name of Dan Britta, geophysicist, orbits and ice ages. Dan Britt, B-R-I-T-T, another geophysicist.
Got a break here. Hang on. We'll try to get right back to you.
Alrighty.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros's role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night.
Hey, final segment here. I just want to make sure that we get some stuff in. And, you know, Fred, I don't know if you can make it quick, one more quick comment, but I want to give Kurt
I'll give you a quick vignette here.
Okay.
There's a thing called the Lost Squadron, and your people could look it up. There's the Lost Squadron. What it was is a World War II P-38 Lightning fighters They had a crash landing in Greenland, and this was during World War II. All right, and they crash landed in Greenland, and then what happened was they went back to go find it, and this is 70 meters down. They had it. They went back to the same spot, and they say, hey, it's right here, but it's not here.
Yeah.
And they dug down. They found it 70 meters down into the ice in Greenland.
Yeah.
Now, that seems kind of odd. It hasn't been that many years since World War II. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're talking 1942, B-17 bombers landed, crash landed. They got out. They went back to get it. They had to drill a core down to get it. They took it apart, brought it up, reassembled it. They call it the Glacier Girl now. They call it the Glacier Girl. Oh, and it just shows you how quickly ice can form, but it hasn't had any effect whatsoever on on our ocean levels, okay, folks? Because when you really look at the amount of water in our oceans, over 70% of our Earth is covered with water, oceans, some of it very, very deep. And, you know, we get it on land. Yeah, it can affect on land bridges and so forth during the Great Ice Age when you had 2 miles of ice in Northern California and all the way across a mile deep, covering most of America today, North America.
Yeah.
Fred,
I got to cut you off here. I want to give Kurt a few more minutes to read out some links real quick here. So, people, if you got your pen and pad, let's get these down. Kurt, go ahead. We're running out of time.
There's a really great guy. His name is John Coleman. You recognize the voice. You've seen the face. He was the weatherman. He's the man who started the Weather Channel. You got to look that man up on YouTube, Rumble. He's on my websites as well. John Coleman, he's a climate skeptic, he's a climate realist, and he's the founder of the Weather Channel. He's a true weatherman. He passed away a number of years ago, but did a lot of great videos. Another guy, Patrick Moore, founded Greenpeace. He's a climate skeptic as well, climate change skeptic. There's a name out there. I gave you Tony Heller, realclimatescience.com. Another guy named William Happer. He's another great guy that has done a lot of work in regards to carbon dioxide. He's a physicist. He's actually, he's the kind of the authority on carbon dioxide. There's Judith Curry. She was Georgia Tech, you know, chairman of the science department. She was laid off because she questioned climate change. Yeah. There was Richard Lindzen, MIT. You won't hear anything he said because he's been censored. They say, well, it's a settled science because all these papers, you know, 97% of climate scientists say man-made global warming is real. I've read that report. It was not even close to being accurate in a sense of what was reported. When you actually read it, I'll just say this real quick. They took a roughly 12,000 reports on climate change or man-made global warming over the course of 15 years. And so what happened was you read them all. You got their abstracts. And it turns out it was only a third of them said man-made global warming real. A third were saying we don't know, and a third saying absolutely not. But they only reported the 97% of the ones who agreed with man-made global warming. So the thing was even a hoax when they released the paper and falsely reported
on it. Kurt, out of time. Kurt Sensi. Kurt, K-U-R-T-S-E-N-S-E-I, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his
Rumble.
Thanks, buddy. We'll have you back. Stay tuned to RBN, ladies and gentlemen. Support the network. It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you again sometime soon.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.